Up. This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. This may be the shortest podcast I've ever done, but it is very important for you to hear. You need to take a life lesson from me. I'm going to read you a post from Facebook that I made a couple days ago that you need to hear. Get to it real quick. take a lot of time off, as you guys can tell. I've made a podcast in weeks. And I made this post because I'm taking a stand on my mental health and where I'm at right now in life. You know, we all, at some point, you got that turn back moment, like I've talked about before. You can either, you know, keep going down the same road that you're going on, or you can turn back, you know, and go, you know, for higher ground or safe waters, whatever you want to call it. This is the post. And after the post is done, I'm going to shut it out so I can get back into work. Right. At first, it was made 2 days ago, and the title says, when you begin to accept and understand your own darkness, only then will you begin to be consumed by your own light. Now, think about that, okay? What do you consider darkness? What do you consider darkness? Being without your kids, being without your spouse, being alone, regain, whatever you want to call it. And I go on with the post, and I say, I'm very transparent about my struggles and my life for a reason. I've taken a lot of time off from content creating because of serious personal issues. Excuse me, personal reasons. I'm never afraid to talk about my struggles because I've been in the darkness for many years, which is very true. This year, I will be turning 50 in October. And I have been creating, motivating, inspiring, and enlightening many, many people around the world for years. Whether it's through my podcast or multiple platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, now X, whatever. I've been doing it for myself, period. Nobody else but myself. I'd love to help you, but I'm doing it for myself because it's my thing, right? It used to be my thing anyway. Some people abuse substances to soothe the voices around them or in them, while sadly stay silent. The longer you let those voices stay quiet, the longer you use any substance, regardless of what it is, the longer it will stay. A famous quote, the program is truth. And that quote was from Nikki Sixx. It does sound corny, but if you look at it from a perspective, it resonates. Speaking my truth has been the best thing for me to soothe those outer and inner voices. Tell me I'm not good enough or I haven't measured up to who they believe or should or shouldn't be. Or who I shouldn't or shouldn't be. If it's not other creators throughout the bariatric community, for those who've been following me for a while, you know, the bariatric group wars was crazy. If it's not from other creators out in the bariatric community criticizing me for my approach, it's others who I hold near and dear to my heart, regardless of their opinions. I'm me. If everything that I have said or written helps you, one person take a different path along the bariatric life journey, that my work is justified. Then my work is justified. Take care of yourself. Definitely take care of your family. Take care of each other. So important. It's so important. And definitely take care of the people that love you and support you along your way. Definitely always stay true to who you are and don't pretend to be somebody else that you're not, because eventually that person that you are pretending to be will devour you and you won't see it coming and it'll be too late. See you soon. Now, the reason I made this post and to just define what I'm trying to get across is I don't know how else to put this other than I've been to hell in the last 50 years. I will likely never get into the details because that's just something that you got to keep to yourself. You know, you bits and pieces and you know, you try to decipher my content, which some people do. And you know what I've gone through. Everybody has their different struggles and everybody goes through hell. Everybody has their different demons. Some demons are worse than others. Some demons really aren't that bad, but they're bad to you. Stay true to yourself. If you guys would like to, I'll give you a quick example, then I got to bounce back into work. When I started this game, this bariatric content creating game, I was very motivating. I was enlightening. I was fueled. I was motivated. Now that was me. That was me. That was me. But below me, below all that, was a very sad, broken, confused individual because of all the shit that I've been through in my life. Which leads to what I'm trying to get across to you is we all struggle with problems. We all struggle with our demons. All it takes is just a little push in a different direction in order for you to change that. You'll never get away from your past. You can remember your past, but you got to forget about it and move on. It's really hard for me to move on from my past because, fuck, man, I have been through so many things in my life that has created this just chaotic garbage hole of a mental health in my heart and in my mind. But being married to Charisse, who is extraordinarily supportive, she changed her major a couple years ago, and she's now in psychology, which was the best decision she could have ever made, as far as for me and herself and our family, and of course, our followers and the people that, you know, like, listen, watch our content. I'm going to go. I'll be making more podcasts coming here pretty soon. I love you guys with all my heart. If I say it, I'm back. For those of you who listen to the podcast just to listen and be inspired, thank you. Please like, share the message. Share the message with your bear, your friends. For those of you who just stalk me, I love you very much, but I gotta be me. Take care of yourself, and definitely, definitely, definitely take care of each other. Peace.